Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. and really enjoy doing the show. We got a great array of guests that we bring on once a month. You know what? I'm pretty darn excited about it. And we've added someone new to that list, and that person is Rod Barnes, the outstanding coach at Cal State University Bakersfield. He's going to join the program every third Tuesday of the month, and a longtime friend of mine, tremendous coach, brought his team to the NCAA this year, National Coach of the Year 2001, terrific. And I might also add that I've been talking lately with Brant Miner. He's got another great extravaganza going with maxhoops.com. And you know, it's where you can find the information August 6th and 7th at Clackamas Community College, which is about three long tailor-made drives from where I'm sitting right now. So anyway, it is the last Tuesday of the month. And that's when we bring on four great coaches from the NWAC, four great human beings who, as I say often, about all the NWAC coaches shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And it's a pleasure to talk to these four guys on our last Tuesday of the month. And let's start it out with TJ Cow, the outstanding coach at Tacoma Community College. TJ, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Gregory. How about yourself?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for being on. We've kind of missed a month there, but some things happened. But I'm going to ask everybody, I got three questions to ask everybody tonight, and unfortunately you have to lead us off, but I know you'll do a great job with them. TJ, what are you doing right now to make your team better in 16-17 that our listeners would really enjoy hearing? And maybe it could be nothing, which might make people better if you're just relaxing.
The first thing I'm doing right now is making sure they pass all these classes coming down the stretch, staying eligible and doing well. A lot of it is relaxing, getting the stress of the season, you go through so much throughout the season, letting that all unwind, give the guys a chance to be free for a little while. But also keeping them in the gym on their own and working on little things individually so we can be better collectively.
Very good. TJ, I'm going to ask everybody tonight as well, who is your first game against, or is that set yet in 2016-17 season? Because quite frankly, there's so much interest that we've created with these shows about the NWAC. People are bucking me. And I encourage, you know, a coach in the NWAC told me the other day, he says, I don't like putting my schedule up till October. I said, nonsense. People want to know about the NWAC now. Put it up when you get a chance. That's my strong editorial comment for tonight. But who's your first game against?
We play Lynn Benton the first game of the year down there. I'm trying to get a few more games down into Oregon. I'm not fully finalized yet, to be honest. I have one or two more slots that I think might be full, but trying to figure it out. I'm still learning how to put these schedules together. And so it's not – I can't honestly give you a great answer. As soon as I have it, I'll make it public, though. I'm good with that.
Oh, no problem. I understand people aren't done with it. I never have a problem with that, but I say when people are done with it, get it up there. People want to know. They want to set their plans. That's just my opinion, just my opinion. And you know what, TJ? When I was a kid, the biggest thrill I had, one of the biggest, I should say, I didn't say it right, was putting that dime in the slot when we crossed the Interstate Bridge going into Washington. Or coming back to Oregon, it cost a dime. It was a toll bridge at one time, but you're going to play a lot of games down here, and you won't have to face the toll. Hey, my third question comes from an avid listener of you guys, and it's a little bit of a tough question, but it's a fair question. And you don't have to give any names. I would never expect that. I don't like to do that to people. But have you ever in your basketball career coached against someone that you wanted to win the game because you couldn't stand the other coach?
Yeah, I think that's happened to me on a few occasions, no doubt. I can think a couple right off the top of my head where sometimes people just rub you the wrong way, and I've noticed a lot of times it's people that are most like me that rub me the wrong way, so I can't really hold it against them. But there's definitely some games I go into, and it feels pretty personal. I try not to show it or say it or let the cat out of the bag, but I definitely feel it on occasion.
Hey, thanks for answering that candidly, and I think that happens in business or anywhere. You know, the Pepsi guys can't stand Coca-Cola, and Coca-Cola can't stand Pepsi, so it very much happened. How's recruiting going for you, TJ?
It's gone fairly well. We may add one more. We've signed four guys, and I'm excited. We've gotten a little bigger and I think more athletic. Just good kids though. Good families and good students, good people. I'm very excited to bring them Tacoma. We have Ascari Carter from South Medford, Quentin Bethay from Auburn Riverside, Will Moore from North Las Vegas, and then Jamal Welch from right here in Tacoma. So close Washington kids, couple guys from out of state. Scary is from down there near where I went to college, so we know that area well. And so I'm feeling good about it, but you never know. There's a lot of time and variables, and we'll see how it goes.
Very good. TJ, is there something that you're going to do that's kind of exciting this summer that's basketball related? I know all four of you are constantly trying to improve, but anything that you'd like to tell our listeners that's going to be exciting for you that you're doing this summer to make yourself a better coach? And I know all of you want to do that.
Yeah, I don't. The first thing I'm doing is I'm getting married on August 12th, which is the biggest thing, and I think that's going to make me a better coach. But also I'm working minors camp. I forget the exact date in August up there at Clackamas, I think, as you said. And other than that, I'll be out at all the AAU tournaments, of course. And one of my good friends is the graduate assistant down for the University of Oregon, so I'm going to go down and spend as much time as I can down there and just see what I can absorb from those guys.
Yeah, very good. And I might add that tomorrow night we always get Tyler's takes on the Tyler Gevings Show at 9:30 on Blog Talk Radio. Tyler's going to talk about his five keys to having a successful marriage, which he has. So you'll want to be listening to that, DJ.
Absolutely. I need all the help I can get.
Don't we all? Hey, TJ, great job. You did a terrific job of leading us off tonight, and thank you very much for that. And we'll talk to you again at the end of June, which will be here before we know
it. Always great. We missed that month, and excited to talk to you again, Gregory. Thank you.
You betcha. That's TJ Cowell, the head men's coach at Tacoma Community College. Now let's swing over and talk to the head coach at Peninsula College, Mitch Freeman. Mitch, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Greg. Yeah, it's great to be back on the show. Sorry about all the things that have happened in your life, but we're excited to be back at it, talking to you.
Yeah, and I'm really excited, and we're going to run right through for another year, in my estimation. We won't miss a day, and it'll be terrific.
You had me nervous because I had missed it, and so I was panicking trying to make sure I didn't want to let you guys down.
No problem whatsoever, and I wanted to kind of mention this real quickly when TJ was on, but I know he's still listening. Just for everybody out there, and I know this will help basketball coaches, it's just a statement. I'm reading a lot about the coach of Michael Phelps. Of course, the greatest Olympian of ever has won
more
medals, and his coach has got a lot to say, and I think everybody in the world could benefit from what he has to say. But, Mitch, let me ask you, what are you guys doing right now to make your team better in 16-17?
Well, I guess, we have a lot of sophomores. So I think the one thing that's been on our plate for all our guys here at Peninsula is making sure that we get our guys to graduate. And we have 8 of 9 that are going to be walking here in 2 weeks that we're really excited about and proud of. Also, with that, we're trying to move them on to four-year universities. And I think we're going to have 6 guys move on to play. 5 for sure, maybe 6 guys move on. From University of Hawaii Hilo to school in Florida, Ave Maria University, to maybe UPS or Pacific University out of Forest Grove. And so we're excited to move our guys on to four-year universities, but that takes some time too. And so we got to try to go through the recruiting process with them, sending players on. And that's really, really big for us in terms of, I think we think that helps us out in recruiting for future talent. But moving those guys on, graduating them, and then with our freshmen, is a lot of individual development, lots of shooting, working on your ball handling, working on the things they want to improve on as players, as individual players. And so those are the things that take up our time here in the springtime.
Terrific. Great job there of capitalizing everything. Mitch, is your first game set yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got, we're going to go over to Canada, and we're going to play some games. We're going to try to play Vancouver Island University out of just past Victoria, Canada, which is just kind of a stone's throw away from us from here, Port Angeles to Victoria. So we're going to go over there and play some scrimmages against those schools over there, and then we're going to head down to Lower Columbia and Mount Hood to start off opening weekend. So we hit the road, two tough opponents, two experienced groups. So we're going to be hitting the road, which is nothing new for us over here at Peninsula. So,
well, you're coming down to a great state, Oregon. So,
yeah, we sure are. We're excited about it. Nervous, but excited and want to get better. And we definitely want to play the best teams we can in the non-conference to prepare us for the season.
Very good. How about yourself? I can't imagine you disliking any coach in your history of your coaching. Have you ever coached
my coaching career?
Sole reason.
Well, my coaching career is not that long. I've only been here 3 years, so don't have any enemies. There's definitely, there's games you want to win. But I do respect. I know each coach has their own situation, and unless you don't know someone that well, which is, I'm new to the league, so I can't honestly say it. I'm not trying to avoid the question, but I honestly don't say I have anybody. I really try to look at the bigger picture of things and really focus on our guys, and I'm not trying to give a political answer. I really don't. But I'm new to the league, and I'm sure that time may come. Sometime down the road.
No, you didn't give a political answer. You gave an answer that you believe is correct, and that's the way people should answer questions. I Jeff Gabor was the first person I've ever interviewed that said this, and I wished he was still coaching in the NWAC, quite frankly, Mitch, at Mount Hood, but he said NWAC basketball is just a pure form of basketball. And he's really right when he says that. It's my favorite league, despite the fact I'm a product of the Northwest Conference. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I absolutely agree. And I've had the pleasure of being able to coach at some different universities, the four-year level. And I honestly agree. I think that you, working with the student athletes that we're able to work with, the situations, the types of environments that a lot of our players come from, but you don't have to deal with a lot of the, you can deal with the kid and the family and you recruit them and you can help them out and come into a junior college. You get a chance to, it encompasses a lot of different things that allow kids to be successful outside of school and in the future, not just with basketball and school, but all the other things. You know, you got to pay your rent. You got to, you know, there's a, you got a grocery shop and a lot of things that, that you think would be normal, but at the junior college level, you have to do all those things. And I love it. I love my time here. I've been blessed to be at a position, family loves out here, but I absolutely agree with that statement. So,
very good job tonight, Mitch. It's a pleasure to know you and talk to you, and we'll talk to you again at the end of June.
Thanks so much. It's great to be back on track here, and look forward to the many more conversations we have.
Terrific. That is Mitch Freeman, the head men's coach of Peninsula College. And now let's swing over in the great state of Washington, the home of both my parents. So I got to really say a lot of good things about the state of Washington because I had great parents. Kyle Gray, who is at Edmonds Community College as the boss there, and an outstanding coach. Kyle, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great, Greg. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for being on tonight. And same question for you to lead off. What's happening right now with your great basketball program, and what are you doing to prepare for 16-17?
Well, right now, you know, we're just trying to get about as organized as possible with the guys before we head into to summer. The NWAC has given all of us a few extra weeks of practice now in the schedule, and you can kind of use them as you want. We saved some of ours for the end, so we're going to have a little bit of a training camp, just kind of a little bit of lay the foundation with our guys that are returning, and just making sure that they kind of have good expectations going into the summer so they can work on some of those habits and keep that going all the way through into summer league. So that's some of the things that we're doing. But probably the biggest thing that we're doing right now is building relationships even more with our guys and, you know, our recruits that we signed and our returners, and just, you know, trying to just make sure we solidify, you know, the family atmosphere and you know, just kind of just building off those and really getting to know everybody on a personal level. And I think that's really what's bode well for us over the last, you know, however many years. It's just been, we've had great relationships with our players, and that's taken us a long way.
Steph Curry had a great comment today, Kyle, about some reporter asked him why he thought he was such a great basketball player, which he is. And he says, because I work harder when no one is watching. That should apply to all basketball players.
Yeah, I mean, I always joke with my staff, and kind of our recruiting philosophy this year is that the dying breed is gym rats. And it just kind of seems that way. And you know, we just want to go out there and recruit and sign more gym rats and guys that are just in the gym. They're not in there for you. You know, they're in there to get better for them, and they know what they have to do. And they can kind of build off the skills that you're helping them work with. And, you know, especially right now, we're doing a lot of individual stuff just to get better before next season. You know, you want the guys to take that on their own time as well and work on those skills.
Kyle, who is your opening game against? Is that set yet?
Yeah, we're going to go. We're heading over to Grays Harbor opening weekend, so we'll play over there. And then, our schedule is pretty much set. We're just waiting on just finalizing the date with Pierce, and then we should be able to release our schedule after that. So, yeah, we're ready to go already.
Hope I didn't say anything wrong there when I said everybody should get their schedule up there, but I think it's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. No, there's no doubt about it. But just it just seems to be in our league, especially where there's always these kind of last minute changes or different things that, you know, all these protocols you have to go through. And you would hate to have to release, you know, more than one schedule and have to, you know, a bunch of revised schedules. I think that's probably everyone's biggest fear.
Now, Kyle, have you yet totally endorsed the fact that your second greatest home court is Clackamas Community College?
Yeah, I think we've all agreed that that's we love that place. So we appreciate Cliff having us out, you know, over there now for the last couple of years, and it's been a very good place for us, no doubt. I think that the NWAC tournament should be held there, and we should be done with it. I like it.
Are you coming back to the Christmas tournament this year?
Absolutely. Of course we are. Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Cliff said
good.
If we win it, we have to come back. But he says if we win it three times in a row, then we can't come back after that. So he was pretty clear about that. Yeah.
Now, for people that don't know what we're talking about, what, 3 years in a row or 2 years in a row, you won that tournament. So you got a tremendous winning streak going there where you got to play three tough games in 3 days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just a great tournament. I mean, he does such a good job with the talent that's in that tournament is really great. And so we've been fortunate and, you know, had some good games over there at Clackamas. It's been good for us.
Very good. Kyle, is there anybody, and you don't have to mention any names if I said, is there anybody in your outstanding coaching career, and I sincerely mean that you coach against or have, that I just got to beat this guy because I don't like him?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Of course there is.
Good.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's a couple of them. There's no doubt about it. And so, yeah, I won't name names or anything. I think we all probably know each other. But there's those ones that you really feel good. You know, you just, you know, it's a different level, that's for sure. And then there's the other ones that are just fun because you got so much respect for the other side of it. And, you know, those are always fun as well. So different types of coaches and different type of games motivate you different ways. But you know, I do have a few of those coaches and programs out there that there's a little something extra for it for sure.
Kyle, I really like a lot of your assistant coaches. I've talked with a couple of them, and they're such quality people. Is your same staff kind of together for this next year? Or do you know yet?
Oh yeah, they are. They're definitely everybody's back and excited and just so pumped up for our recruits that we brought in this year and building off of our, you know, our successes from last year and the last few years and you know, I'm totally just blessed to have these guys on my staff. I mean, it's just we are one big family and we love it and just enjoy it, and you know, we're constantly just communicating throughout every single day, seeing what we can do to get better. And it's just, it's something that it's our passion and we're having a blast doing it, and we're having a blast doing it together.
I love it. I know you're doing all that. You're trying to figure out how to play more games at Clackamas Community College. So keep up the great work, Kyle. It's a pleasure to know you and interview you.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you very much.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray, the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College. And now, let's swing down, and we're going to talk with Aaron Landon, the head men's basketball coach at South Puget Sound Community College, who's definitely changed the culture of basketball at that school and has done a fabulous job. Aaron, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing terrific. We got a rolling program tonight, and I know you'll keep it going as we conclude it. Tell us about what you're doing to get ready for 16-17.
It's all about recruiting right now for us. We had a great day. We signed a young man named A.J. Hodges this morning who we think has a chance to be real special. And I was down in Salem, Oregon this week. It was beautiful outside, but Memorial Day weekend in the gym. And a lot of recruiting and travel coming up. To just keep going with that and building our team, and then with our returners, just getting them ready and situated for the summer, which is a really important time for player development.
Where is AJ from, Aaron? Tell our listeners.
Yeah, he was from Murray High School, where he's played 4 years on varsity, and that's out in Salt Lake City, Utah. Outstanding prep career. And just comes from a great family, kind of the total package. So everything about him felt really good for us. And he was actually out in Olympia this last weekend with his dad visiting. So he signed this morning and started off our week the right way. So it's been a good start to the week.
Very good, Aaron. Is your first game set?
Yeah, we'll go out on the road to play not too far away up at Olympic College in Bremerton, but then we'll really travel next year. I've got a great schedule I'm really excited about. We'll go back to the NWAC tournaments that we always go to, like Dale Bates, And we're really excited about going down to California this year, which is kind of unique. I'll play a tough road game, single against Columbia College out in Sonora, California. And then we'll go out to the coast to play in the Monterey Bay Classic at Monterey Peninsula College, which is actually where I played a long, long time ago. So we'll do that. We'll do Dale Bates and come back up for the crossover and then get ready for the West region. So our schedule is pretty much set in terms of games. It's just finalizing times right now.
And I know you're going to follow my instructions. The minute you get it set, you're going to put it up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know the days and, you know, our opponents and all that, and it takes a lot of planning. And I think, you know, when you're sharing a space, the times are the last thing to, you know, get settled. But we'll have it up probably here in the next couple of weeks and finalize. We got all of our games maxed out and scheduled. We just got to make it look right for the internet.
I like it. I like it very much. Great way to put it. Aaron, you know, you've done a great job. Have you developed somebody that, or maybe more than one person that you don't care too much for and you really want to beat them?
That's a great question. I think we're all too smart to go talking about it very much, but of course, it's a no-brainer. It's the same thing when you're a player. You just end up competing against certain people that you don't like, and I think we all want to be better people every day, but that's nature. So to answer your question, of course I do, and that's pretty much all I can say about it on the air.
Very good. I like that. Aaron is, you know, I as I mentioned, I really enjoyed reading about Michael Phelps' coach, and I apply it, you know, what he has to say a lot to the business world, which I'm in, and at a hospital where I work and everything. Do you like doing that? Do you like taking people from other sports and kind of parlaying off what they have to say? And maybe as good as you are, people are going to be doing that with what you do someday. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm interested in all different types of careers. Really, Greg, we talk so much basketball at work. I'm always interested in other sports and just all other walks of life. Like, I've got a friend that's a young, successful farmer. I can kind of draw from his experiences and lots of those experiences had by young people that are trying to, you know, have a good career and do things the right way and advance in your profession. So I think we can all learn a lot from each other. And sometimes some of the most valuable lessons are learned from people that do something very different than what I do for a living. So absolutely, to answer your question.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I know that the great Eric Spoelstra likes to go around and study what football coaches do in the summer as they prepare their teams, especially college coaches. Is there a sport that equates to basketball that you can glean a lot off of?
You know, that's a really good question. I think that there's a lot of sports that, you know, definitely might translate in terms of certain things for me. Personally, I like football, and I grew up playing football, and I'm a big football fan. So the sports are very different. But I think that they're, you know, football brings out a lot of discipline. You have to be disciplined to be a good football team. And obviously the brotherhood, when you're playing a sport that has a lot of physical contact, I draw a lot out of football experience. And my high school football coach is one of the people I admire the most that I've come across in sports. So that's, you know, maybe where I draw a lot of lessons from in terms of another sport.
Very good. Hey, Aaron, we'll talk to you again in a month's time. Keep up the great work. And this was a fabulous show tonight because you guys made it that way. And I know our listeners, I'm getting texts already about how much they enjoyed it. So we'll talk to you at the end of June.
All right, Greg, I appreciate you. Be well.
You betcha. I will do every way I can to be that way, although I'm on the back nine here. So anyway, thank you, Aaron Landon, head coach.
Thanks, Greg.
South Puget Sound Community College, our men's coach there. Thank you to the other three coaches. All four of you were great tonight. And we'll be back with this same group a month from now, the last Tuesday of the month. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to make all your free throws. We're out of here.